Stocks ended mostly higher today, bouncing back from a bruising Tuesday. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 25th of April. Thanks for being with us. Today, we'll also tell you what the shortage of housing is doing to the real estate market. After the bell today, Facebook soared. Wages in Iowa are on the upswing, but don't get too excited, because after you factor in inflation, yeah, that. Those stories and a conversation about taxes, business, airports, housing, and more with Joe Murphy, the Vice President of Public Policy and Governmental Affairs for the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Get ready to get your policy wonk on. It's all coming up on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the Greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AUREON.com.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, and welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Wednesday afternoon. You want to reach out to us, we do monitor Twitter before, during, and after each broadcast. It's at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. Well, stocks ended mostly higher today, snapping a five-session losing streak with gains kept in check by interest rates reaching levels not seen in years. The Dow gained 59 points today, recovering from sharp losses seen earlier in the session, as Boeing rallied on strong earnings. Boeing added 4.2% on quarterly results that easily beat analyst expectations. The stock's rise helped the Dow bounce back from a 200-point deficit earlier in the day. S&P 500 also erased earlier losses, ending nearly 0.2% higher. The NASDAQ slipped by 0.5%. Stocks fell earlier in the day as interest rates rose to levels not seen in years. The benchmark 10-year T-note traded at 3.03% after breaking above 3% for the first time since 2014. Investors are worrying about borrowing costs, and that may slow the economy and hurt companies' ability to buy back their own stock. The recent move lower in equities is taking place despite a string of strong corporate earnings. Of the S&P 500 companies that have reported thus far, 81% have topped analyst expectations. When the dust settled today on Wall Street, the Dow, as we said, gained 59 points to end the trading day at 24,083. The NASDAQ slipped fractionally and settled at 70.03. And the S&P 500 gained nearly 0.2 to end the day at 26,39 and change. If you've been tracking what's been the normal over the past couple of years when it comes to housing, we've seen a steady demand and limited supply push prices ever higher. Now a new chapter has opened up for the industry and its customers. What is it? Soaring costs for building materials. Reports this week underscored both resilient purchase activity and accelerating home prices. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index showed property values in 20 major U.S. cities climbed by 6.8% in February. That's the biggest year-over-year gain since June of 2014. Government data revealed a faster-than-projected rate of new home sales in March and huge upward revisions to the prior 2 months. Inventories of previously owned homes are plumbing the lowest levels in at least 19 years, and it's something that we're seeing here in the Des Moines metro as well. The soaring cost of building materials is not going to give buyers much relief either. For example, let's talk lumber. The framing of homes, you know, putting up the roofs and the walls, well, that accounts for about 15% of the cost of construction. A composite measure of the cost of lumber for framing rose, get this, 16% from December to March. And it's not just lumber. A Labor Department gauge of prices paid at the producer level for construction inputs, that's like particle board, plumbing, concrete, insulation, that was up 5.1% in March from a year earlier, the biggest annual advance in nearly 8 years. Roll all that up with what's sure to be an increase in home mortgage rates, and we've got issues. Word to the wise, if you're considering buying or selling, move on it sooner than later. After the bell this afternoon, Facebook shares rose after the social network reported revenue that beat Wall Street estimates, and the company showed no initial impact on its lucrative ad business from a scandal over the handling of personal data. Shares traded up 4.6% at $167 a share, pairing a month-long decline that began with Facebook's disclosure back in March that the Cambridge Analytica had harvested data belonging to millions of users. Facebook's quarterly profit also beat analyst estimates as a 49% jump in quarterly revenue easily outpaced a 39% rise in expenses from a year earlier. The mobile ad business? That grew on a major push to add more video content. Now, if you just heard that last sentence, those of you who are not using video as content on Facebook for your business, did you hear that last sentence? It is all about videos. That's why we do videos, it seems like, all day long here at the Business News Hour. Yeah, Facebook is expected to take 18% of global digital ad revenue this year. That's compared with Google's 31%, but it is climbing. Facebook said it ended the first quarter with 27,742 employees. Get this, that is an increase of 48% from a year earlier. Need a job? Well, Iowa can thump its chest a bit as a wage growth state. It ranks eighth in a nationwide growth from 2007 to 2017. That's according to recent data. Iowans have seen a weekly wage increase of $189, or 27.5% over the past decade. Now, that rate is higher than 42 other states, according to a study completed by Policy Genius, an online insurance sales company out of New York. Their data, by the way, is supported by statistics from the U.S. Department of Labor. Only North Dakota, Washington, South Dakota, California, Montana, Minnesota, and Oregon can state claim to better so-called recovery rates. Now, put all of this in context, and Iowa ranks 17th at a median income of $60,616 a year. And the wage growth news isn't just a drop in the bucket when you consider all that. But get this. While the number sounds large at 27.5%, remember, that's over 10 years, and prices today, are 15.7% higher than they were back in 2007. So real spending went up only 12% in 10 years. In other words, regular folk, you're not getting rich that quickly. When we come back, we went out to lunch with Joe Murphy from the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Get ready to put your policy wonk on as the Business News Hour continues.